Break the ice. The phone rings. The mom answers the phone. Her son is calling. Mom, look out of the window. Her son says, can you see somebody in dirty pants running on puddles? It is me. I fell 2 times already. Today my friend Jack is coming. He should arrive by plane. He will be at the airport at 9 in the morning. I have to meet him there. I wake up, get dressed. Then I go to the kitchen for breakfast. I call a taxi. A taxi arrives in 15 minutes. I get in the car. I go to the airport by taxi. The airport is located in the suburbs. I'm going through the city. There are traffic jams in the city. Driving takes a lot of time. Then I go out of the town. Taxi travels on a highway. It takes an hour to get to the airport. I drive up to the airport. Then I pay the fare to the taxi driver. It's 8:30. Jack arrives on flight number 815. I ask at the information desk where the exit for flight 815 is. I'm waiting for Jack's plane. The plane lands. I see Jack. We pick up his luggage. We get in a taxi near the airport. Then we go to a hotel. Jack will stay at a hotel. Jack does not have a lot of money. I know a good and cheap hotel. It is close to my house. We drive up to the hotel. Jack approaches the hotel. He goes up to the hotel staff. Jack wants a single room. A hotel worker asks Jack to give his passport. Jack gives his passport. The desk clerk enters his daughter into a computer. Jack pays for the room by credit card. A hotel employee leads Jack to his room and gives him the keys. His room is small but cozy. It has a kitchen, bathroom, living room, and bedroom. Jack came to the city to study at university. He wants to be a lawyer. Jack asks me to show him the city. I agree. We go out into the street. The weather is good outside. We go to the metro station. Jack has never ridden the subway. A metro ticket costs 2 euros. Then we get into a subway car. We are going to the city center. The ride there takes us 25 minutes. In the center of the city, there is a large square and a monument. The monument is big and beautiful. There are a lot of people around the monument. They are taking photos. There is also a large fountain. A lot of people sit near the fountain. We go farther. I show Jack shops. You can buy everything you need there. There are grocery stores, clothing stores, and other shops. Then I lead Jack to his university. We pass by the police station. We need to cross the street. The traffic light is red. We wait. The light turns green. We cross the street. Along the way, I show Jack cafes and restaurants where you can eat well. We pass by a bar. There are a lot of alcoholic beverages in the bar. Questions and answers. Who is coming today? Today, my friend Jack is arriving. What transport is he supposed to arrive on? He is supposed to come by airplane. At what time is he arriving? At 9 in the morning he will be at the airport. Are you going to meet him?
Yes, I have to meet him.
Where do you go for breakfast?
I go to the kitchen for breakfast.
Will you go to the airport by bus or will you call a taxi?
I will call a taxi.
How soon does the taxi arrive?
The taxi arrives in 15 minutes.
Where is the airport?
The airport is located in the suburbs.
Are there traffic jams in the city?
Yes, there are traffic jams in the city.
How long does it take to get to the airport?
It takes an hour to get to the airport.
Which flight does Jack arrive on?
Jack arrives on flight 815.
What do you ask at the help desk?
I ask at the help desk where the exit for flight 815 will be.
What are you doing at the airport?
I'm waiting for Jack's plane.
Do you and Jack go to a cafe?
No, we pick up his luggage.
Do you go to a bus stop?
No, we get in a taxi near the airport.
Where are you going?
We're going to a hotel.
Will Jack stay in a hotel or an apartment?
Jack will live at a hotel.
Does Jack have a lot of money?
No, Jack does not have a lot of money.
Will you help Jack find a cheap hotel?
Yes, I know a good and cheap hotel.
Will you say where it is?
It is near my house.
Do you drive up to your house or the hotel?
We drive up to the hotel.
Where does Jack go?
Jack enters the hotel.
Whom does he approach?
He approaches us, a hotel employee.
What kind of room does Jack want?
Jack wants a single room.
What does the hotel worker ask Jack?
The employee of the hotel asks Jack to give his passport.
Does Jack give his passport?
Yes, Jack gives his passport.
Who puts his data into the computer?
The desk clerk enters his data into a computer.
Does Jack pay for the room in cash?
No, Jack pays for the room by credit card.
Does Jack receive the keys from the cashier and then go into the room?
No, the hotel worker leads Jack to his room and gives him the keys.
Is his room as big or small?
His room is small but cozy.
Is there a kitchen in his room?
Yes, it has a kitchen, bathroom, living room, and bedroom.
Why did Jack come to the city?
Jack came to the city to study at university.
What does he want to become?
He wants to become a lawyer.
What does Jack ask you for?
Jack asks me to show him the city.
Do you agree or refuse?
I agree.
Where do you go?
We go outside.
What's the weather like outside?
Outside the weather is good.
Where do you go?
We go to the subway station.
Has Jack ever ridden a subway?
Jack has never ridden a subway.
How much is the fare on the subway?
The subway fare costs 2 euros.
Where are you going?
We're going to the city center.
How much time does the ride there take?
The ride there takes us 25 minutes.
What is there in the city center?
There is a large square and a monument in the center.
What is the monument like?
The monument is big and beautiful.
How many people are there around the monument?
There are a lot of people around the monument. What are they doing? They are taking pictures. What else is there? There is also a large fountain. Are there many or few people at the fountain? A lot of people are sitting at the fountain. What else do you show Jack?
I show Jack shops.
Can you buy all necessary things there?
You can buy everything you need there.
What kind of shops are there? There are grocery stores, clothing stores, and other shops.
Where do you lead Jack?
I lead Jack to his university.
What kind of building do you go past?
We go past a police station.
Do you need to cross the road?
Yes, we need to cross the road.
What kind of light is lit at the traffic lights?
There is a red light at the traffic lights.
Do you walk on a red light or wait for a green light?
We are waiting for the green light to light up.
Do you cross the road or continue staying?
We cross the road.
Do you show Jack where you can eat?
Yes, on the way. I show Jack cafes and restaurants where you can eat.
What kind of place do you pass?
We pass a bar.
Are there many or few alcoholic beverages in the bar?
There are a lot of alcoholic beverages in the bar.